It is a comfortably mild June afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are warm, but it's not too hot, and the humidity levels are way down from yesterday. And as we move through this final full weekend of spring, the humidity levels will drop even further. I expect dew point temperatures to be largely in the 40s tomorrow and on Sunday. And a reminder that the dew point indicates how much moisture is in the air and how humid it feels. Yesterday, dew points were up around 70. That's basically a tropical or oppressive feel. Dew points in the 50s, like we have in most areas today, are quite comfortable for this time of year, and dew points in the 40s are quite low, so the humidity is not going to be a factor at all coming up over the weekend, and the low humidity and cooler temperatures will combine to make it feel a little bit chilly for June. The daytime highs will still be up around 70 in many spots, though tomorrow we may end up stuck in the 50s and low 60s across areas to the north and west of the capital region. That's going to depend upon how much cloudiness there is. But overall, we'll have cool days and chilly nights, and I do expect overnight temperatures tonight, tomorrow night, and maybe even Sunday night to drop into the 40s. So it's going to be on the chilly side for sure at nighttime and through the first part of each day as we go through the next few days. So we have this cold front coming through this afternoon. Remember, yesterday we had some of those showers around the first front. That was basically the lower humidity front. Now, this one is the cooler air. Now, as the front is coming through, we've had a few clouds bubble up this afternoon. There's the small chance of an isolated shower late this afternoon into early this evening, though most areas are not going to see any rainfall at all. And even if there is a shower, it shouldn't be a big deal. So we'll drop down into the 40s in most areas tonight. And then for tomorrow, we'll see a blend of sun and clouds. It'll be a little bit cloudier north and west of Albany. And for the Albany area, we should be up around 70 or so tomorrow. Again, there are going to be some cooler pockets north and west of the capital region. By Sunday, we should be largely in the upper 60s to low 70s. So again, another day that is cool for this time of year. Temperatures will warm a little bit more as we move into Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool for June, with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cool, highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and quite cool for June, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cool, with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, cool for June, a low of 46 to 54, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the low to mid 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and cool for June, lows in the middle to upper 40s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny and cool, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, and on Monday, partly sunny and slightly warmer, with highs in the low to mid 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.